I truly don't know. Welcome back to another episode of Separate But Equal Podcast. I hope wherever y'all at, y'all safe, because it's going down out here. You feel me? Russia and Ukraine doing some crazy shit. It's getting real to where, like, apparently from what I'm seeing, other countries want to start getting involved. You feel me? We're getting involved. We said we weren't getting involved. You feel me? No boots on the ground, but we just donated $800 million to them to get weapons and shit. And
Who?
I'm to Ukraine. And I'm
Eight
confused because,
million.
like, isn't 800 million, bro? Wouldn't Putin then look at that like, okay, y'all not on the floor, but y'all giving these niggas weapons? Like, now we in a war. That's how I would think about it. Like, nigga, we're funding the war. We're giving them weapons.
That's
How is
what
that
he
not us
said
getting
too.
involved?
That's what he said too. Like anybody that like aids them or helps them out, he's gonna take as an act of war. So I don't know. Do you think America can stop Putin though? Or
Not by
is it gonna
ourselves,
take, so it's
NATO.
gonna take multiple countries?
Yeah, NATO gonna have to come through and have a joint meeting and be like, yo, it's time to take that nigga out, cause he tripping though, like hitting nuclear sites, my nigga. Like, that could really be some, from what they say, some catastrophic shit for the folks. You feel me? And then all the fucking the backlash of some type of bullshit like that. Like, nigga, the water's gonna be contaminated, your air gonna be fucked up. Like, I'm not trying to go through a fucking big ass missile crisis like we had in Cuba. Like, I don't want that shit, my nigga. So whatever the fuck Biden's old ass gotta do, do it, nigga. Besides giving that nigga money, stay out of it.
But like, see, that's the thing, right? Like the Cuban, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cuban, what was the Cold War?
Ooh, I didn't pay that close attention.
Because the Cold War was between us and Russia, wasn't it? Or was that us and Cuba?
Let me do some research because I don't want to fuck it up
I'm
for the
not
folks.
100% sure, but Google who the Cold War was between, because it was basically a standoff. It was never actually a war. And that's kind of what this shit remind me of, because it's like it's a standoff. Like
The
who?
United States and Soviet Union and their respective allies.
So that's Russia. So that's what I'm saying. Like they never actually did shit. They just had like, missiles and shit.
So I just, and it's weird because I think also, like, because we're in this, it's 2022, we're in the social media era, we're seeing this shit in live fucking time. And you're seeing different perspectives. You're seeing the right side, you're seeing the Democrats, you're seeing everybody give an opinion. I'm legit, like, I don't know what the fuck to believe. Because you can even Google some shit, and depending on, you gotta fact check what the fuck you Google, because it
Oh,
depends
yeah.
on who the fuck put it out. Whether it was the Republicans who put it out, Democrats or Russians. You don't even know no more, bro. Like, it's wild, bro. It's wild.
I'm a little, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little sensitive talking about it today because, so like, I've seen videos of the bombings and things like that, and that's sad. Like, that shit is really sad. But I'm sensitive today because just a few hours ago when I was at work, this girl came in and I had made a joke, I whispered a joke to my coworker about, remember I told you we got to donate to the Ukrainian children charity and all that bullshit. So I whispered to him how the charity was some fake shit. I was like, we ain't donating to them fake, or I ain't gonna donate none to them fake Ukrainian kids or some shit. I said fake Ukrainian children, though. That's what I said. And I whispered it, but I didn't whisper it low enough. And
It
she
wasn't a
heard.
whisper, nigga. How the fuck did anybody else hear a whisper? Nigga.
So she heard it, but she like giggled like uncomfortably and then just like got her shit and walked away. And I apologized to her too, because not even like I gave a fuck, but it was just more so like it came up. She didn't know what I was actually talking about. You know what I'm saying?
It
Like,
wasn't
bruh
her
knew
fucking
what I
business.
was exact, but at the same time, the way it could have came off as far as like them fake ass Ukrainian children, like it was fucked up. So
Especially if
I
you don't
just
know the context of that shit, but that's where mind your fucking
now
business come in.
it's
Get your business.
my own conscience telling me like don't say nothing wild, like but I really just don't understand, like I don't know, man. I don't understand our involvement. I don't understand what we gain by like Ukraine staying. I don't understand what we gain from any of it, to be honest. Like other than world
That
peace,
is my
like
main
is
question
the
too.
world peace, like so is America really for world peace? Like is that really what we own right now?
No, we ain't for world peace because America, in my opinion, we not for world peace. We're for whatever the fuck benefits our government, not even our fucking people. It's whatever benefits the American government. So no, I don't think we for world peace, my nigga. Like if NATO, if America and NATO, all the mother allies decided they wanted to go and take over Russia, I guarantee if they had the staff and the team or whatever, it would be done. Like that would be the next mission. They ready for the shit. It's just like, how do you approach this shit, my nigga? Like it will be Russia and China versus the rest of the world. That means it's over for me.
Do you think it'd be like, is it just like a power trip? Like,
well, let me say it'll be Russia, China, and Trump versus America, because you know he friends with them.
Man,
you know he said it multiple times. It's better to be friends with an enemy than an enemy with the enemy. He said that.
He know how to jug.
Yeah, sure.
Like, he know how to jug a relationship. He know how to keep it mutual. He's a real man. Like, Biden don't know how to be diplomatic. You feel me? He's so fake. He lie a lot. Like, Trump will go look a nigga in the eye and be like, yo, this is what we want. This is what we gonna take. We're not
taking. But that's not what he did. He actually did the opposite. He got there and believed Russia. And that's what got him fucked up in the first impeachment, because he went out there and said, well, I don't see a reason why. I don't believe. Why should I believe my people over Putin? Bro. That nigga's goofy.
He was never impeached.
He was impeached twice. He was impeached twice. He just wasn't removed from office. He was impeached twice.
That don't count.
Whatever, nigga. Whatever. They couldn't get his big white ass out of there. That is so. Nigga. We like that privilege is beautiful, isn't it? Isn't it, nigga? Isn't that privilege so beautiful? Do whatever the fuck you want.
They do get a privilege, but all I'm saying is this, right? He knew how to be diplomatic with them superpower countries. I haven't really seen Biden do too much. Maybe I'm not watching the right news outlets. I don't know, but I haven't seen
him. When you say that Trump did a lot diplomatically, can you give me an example?
Like, he actually go to these places and talk to these people and speak highly of them in public, regardless. Because Trump, talking about like Putin, China and Russia.
But listen to what you're listing. You're listing not even our allies, my nigga. You're listing our enemies.
Those are allies.
Tell me about when he's going to Europe, and that's called diplomatic.
Those are allies.
Fuck the enemies, nigga. Why are we going to talk to
you're not
fucking
listening.
China and Russia? They ate Obama up when he went to Cuba. I don't know if you remember that. They ate his ass up.
That's totally unrelated to what I'm saying.
No, it is relatable, because we're talking about diplomacy, right? They didn't like it when Obama did it, but it's okay when Trump does it.
Listen, you're trying to be racist. I get
it. It makes sense to me. How is it now diplomatic when Trump does it, but it's not when Obama did it?
You just take like your white hate off for 1 second. Just take turn your racism off for 1 second. Like, just 1 second. Flip the switch. Just listen. Okay.
Ahead, I'm listening.
Turn your racism off. All I'm saying is, first off, those are not enemies. Those are all allies. China as well as Russia are allies to us.
I don't think most people would agree.
It's a fact. They're our allies.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, and I say that because we do so much business with them, but either way it go, Trump was able to talk to the leaders. Trump was the leader of America at the time. He was able to talk to leaders of those two nations and make shit peaceful, like make shit happen, get niggas on the same page. Why is it that when Biden is here, it seems like shit is just a free-for-all? Like, if you look even from like just in our lifetime, it's like Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden really like the softest. I ain't never seen them other ones be on no like just we not about, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just soft. Like,
I'm
he just
trying
let
to follow
shit
it,
happen.
But I give me the examples of the softness, because it's like, what the fuck should he do? What should Biden
I guess
do right now?
Him, like, sit down with them.
Sit down with who?
Like, I didn't see Trump. I didn't see Obama. I didn't see Bush. Like, sit down with other leaders in the world.
I will send you links of Kamala Harris and Biden taking multiple trips to other countries, including China, and talking to the diplomats. But this is something that we're not involved with. Why should we go and talk with anybody?
We are involved. You just said they donated money. I haven't been following too closely, but you just said the money that we put
the
up.
The money,
for
but no boots on the ground. So why would the president, our commander in chief of our
American
military, go and talk to him?
A lot of American businesses do business with Russia and shit, because I know you've seen and heard about different companies like
Our gas, nigga. Like, shit crazy.
Yeah, but other companies cutting off their services like Visa to Russia, like you know, like shit like that. I just don't get why. I just don't get why, bro. This shit is just too much.
It's
Because I
crazy.
feel like
I'm gonna keep watching the news, see what the fuck I can learn about it,
it
because I
ain't really
truly
our
don't know
fight.
what the fuck is going on. I just want to stay the fuck out of it. I don't want to be in Ukraine. I don't want to be in Russia. They don't like black people in either one of them. Sorry to bring up race, but I'm gonna keep doing it. That's my life, my nigga. Like, I can't just take race out of it. I don't see color. Fuck that, nigga. Color is everywhere. Sorry.
I
It's
just said
everywhere, my nigga. I'm just gonna face it. I'm gonna face it. I'm gonna look at it and be like, that's what it is. I'm not gonna be like, no, I'm not gonna look at that. Fuck that. That's what it is.
no, but not see how you get so triggered.
It's what it is. Because I can't
You
sit here, my
let
nigga. I
that term
cannot sit
racism
here
all
and
common
give.
bother you. Like,
I
why would that
cannot sit
bother
here
you so
and
much?
give a white man credit for something that they ate a
All
black
right,
nigga for
so
doing the
can you
same
hold on,
fucking
hold on, hold on,
thing.
hold on, hold on, hold on.
Same
So can you
thing.
Okay, but this is what I'm trying to get to. Can you just get in any scenario, take Trump out of in any scenario, can you just give a man credit? Like, why do we have to
Not
get to the
Trump,
point
nigga.
of
I don't see
compare
shit.
and
What did my
contrast?
life gain from Trump? I'm not
Like,
giving that
no,
nigga
but
credit
I
for
could have said
shit.
any, but listen, I could have said any white man and you would have been like, any other president, you would have been like, oh, well, when Obama went to Cuba, like, yeah, nigga, okay, I
Give
get
me
that, but
another
that's not
president.
what we're talking about. Like, it's just not what we're talking, like, everything don't gotta be race. Like we just, I
It do.
just,
It do.
most of
Everything
it,
is race
no.
involved,
Yes, but
nigga.
what
Your
I'm saying
music
is,
you listen to, your life, everything is race involved, my nigga. Like, come on. Like, let's not sugarcoat it. Let's call it what it is. That's the shit I'm on. I'm calling shit what it is.
that's why my niggas say I'm Kodak Black, but when you see me, I'm white. That's why I see, but
That a song?
niggas like you,
Explain to the
bro.
people, because nigga, Kodak Black.
No, it's all on TikTok. It's all on social media. Kodak Black, but when you see me, I'm white.
That shit was wild because it
It's
went right
white
over my head
wife.
until you explained it.
That's what I'm saying. With your white wife, nigga. Like, that's, bruh. Be free, bro. I just want you to be free.
And I
That's all.
promise you, being free is gonna
That's
have
all.
nothing to do with white people. I promise you, bruh.
No,
I
but see
promise
how
you.
you see how I said I want you to be free and you brought up white people. That's your
Yes,
trauma.
I
I
did,
just
nigga.
want
That's
you to
what we're
stay.
talking
I
about.
want
That's what
you
we're
to take
talking
them.
about.
No, I'm talking about, no,
Kodak
I'm talking about
Black,
you being
I'm
free.
white, be free. Nigga, we're talking about white people.
Oh,
What are you
no, you
talking about?
no, your because your response should have been, yeah, I can't wait to be free.
No,
Or
I'm
I am
free.
free.
Trust me, I'm
But
free.
that wasn't the first thing. That wasn't the first thing you said. That wasn't the
Whatever,
first thing you
nigga.
said.
Tell me about this Kodak Yak shit. Because I really want to truly understand what he mean when he say that.
What's the confusing part? He said, my name Kodak Black. When you see me, I'm white.
What the
First off,
fuck does that mean? You would never say that, my name Robert, but when you see me, I'm white.
So okay, for the yeah,
Thank you.
it
Break it
went over
down
your
for
head.
me. It
It went
did.
way over your head. So the fact it first off, it's just a regular rap bar.
So it is a song.
No.
Is it in a song? Was it a
Listen.
TikTok?
No, just listen. It's on TikTok, yes. But what I'm saying is, it's from an interview. But all I'm saying is, when he says, I'm like, you know, his name, his stage name is Kodak Black, right? So I'm Kodak Black, but when you see me, I'm white. Just on a basic level, that's just a bar. You get black and
Oh, okay,
white.
got you. Okay,
What I'm saying,
play
my
on
name
words,
is
hurtful.
Black, but I'm white. It's a
See,
play
nigga,
on
that
words.
went over my head like the doors and the wheels conversation last time. I didn't pick it up, nigga. I didn't pick it up at all.
It's just a little play on words, just
Got
simple play
you.
on words, black and white. Now, deeper than that, what I was saying was, even though he's black, when you see me, I'm white. When you see me, you give me that same respect. You give me that same everything, same conversation, same eye to eye, same all that. Treat me equally. You feel me? Like it's a double entendre almost. Like that nigga be talking, bro. Even when he being silly, he just be talking. And you know why I'm white? You know why I get that? Because I could fuck your white wife.
Got you, got
Where
you.
go after that?
Play on
Like
words and then hit them where it hurt. I feel it, okay.
that nigga be talking to me, bro. Like it's
Yeah.
gospel.
Nope.
That nigga be talking to me, bro. It's some shit.
I'm gonna listen to Kodak Black a little bit more. Cause it was funny, this nigga hit me up that I used to work with. He was like, nigga, why you hate Yak so much? I was like, I don't hate the nigga. I truly don't know the nigga. You know, like that's just me. My black ass gonna talk shit until I really like do the research and be like, oh, it's stupid. It's very stupid to fucking do, but nigga, I'm stuck in that shit. So he was like,
Why?
what don't you like about him? I was like, truly nothing, nigga. I ain't heard this shit. Like, It just like every time I see her do an interview, it's like the weirdest
Yo, I got a
hairstyles, the
question.
weirdest
I
kind
got
of
a question.
talking. I'd be like, nigga,
I
what?
got a question.
Huh?
I can't wait to hear. How do you feel about Kodak Black's relationship with white people, such as Trump? Like, just how he interacts with white people. How do you feel about that?
You talking about that when he saw him get the pardon and shit?
Well, you know, he just seen, you know, them niggas just linked up. You know, real niggas just linked up for the first time.
Niggas,
My nigga been
yeah.
home. You know, so I just want to know how you felt about that since you're so
That shit looks
anti-white.
so fucking tragic to me, bro. To see this nigga
Tragic.
come up there and thank you, Mr. President, for pardoning me. I want to thank you. Then they got
He
up
don't
there
even
and was like,
sound like
oh,
that.
hold on, nigga, hold on. Then they got up there and thanked him for donating money to the police, a cat, dead cops' funerals. What else did he fucking donate money to? Funerals and oh, the kids' college funds. Beautiful. How many? Well, you're a fan of him, right? You're a fan of Kodak Black.
Yeah.
In his career of music, who he donated to that was black? What organizations?
His children, his mama.
Heard. Beautiful, beautiful
Next.
family.
Next.
No, on some real shit, I just thought it was weird as fuck, my nigga. Like, why are you donating to cops, nigga? We screaming, we rapping about fuck the police, fuck 12, kill the cop, da, 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 but you really like out here donating to these niggas? Now, the only way I would really give that nigga some credit is if it was like that was a stipulation of getting out. Mr. Black, in order for Mr. President to get you
I
out,
do that
you gotta
better.
donate. Sure, whatever. But if he just did that shit out of the kindness of his heart, fuck him.
What's the difference between you tripping? What's the difference between it being a stipulation and the nigga getting pardoned and then down the road, nigga say, hey, we need you to
There's a
do this?
difference between it being out of the kindness of your heart and you having to do that shit to get the fuck out, nigga. You know
So it's
that.
cool. No, but what I'm saying is, if he didn't have to do it to get out, but it was just a favor down the line, like you did me a solid, now I owe you one. So a year from now, I might have to do some shit for you. Might ask me to do some shit. I got to do that because you looked out for me a year ago.
What if that money went to the cops that killed Breonna Taylor? We don't fucking know. We don't
It
fucking know. So no, I'm good on
didn't.
donating
No,
money
we
to
do know.
cops.
Hold on. We do know. We do know.
Go ahead.
Them cops, they killed Breonna Taylor. Their children ain't dead.
He donated to the police academy, nigga, and children's funerals. That's what the fuck they told us.
Yeah, them niggas ain't
We
dead.
believe in them today?
I'm just
We
saying, them
believe
niggas.
in them today? Okay, nigga, that's where that money
Oh,
went.
no. What I'm saying
Out
is
of
the
here.
money did go to police, but it
That's
went
what they
to.
told us, nigga. Like I said, how we know it didn't go to Breonna Taylor's they little lawyers to get help. Get them cops off. We don't know where the fuck the money went.
Bruh,
Keep the
it did.
money black. Don't get that shit out to them.
Niggas talk so much shit. How? What the fuck? You ain't never did nothing for a white organization.
When I worked and I had to, yes, nigga, when it was a stipulation for my job.
I want you so bad to do. You remember when Killer Mike had the show on Netflix, the series on Netflix? I
Yeah.
want you so bad go away. Since you got free time now, I want you to take some time. I want to see how long you can make it surviving off black only products and black owned. I don't
Oh,
want you to
say
talk to
that.
nobody that's not black. I just want you to be just
Black.
black fuck for a week. Like,
Black nigga.
don't talk to
Black,
no
black and
old lady.
black.
Don't not no female, not nothing, not your
I don't
neighbors.
talk to no white females, bro. You know that.
No, I said that's not black.
Well,
Huh,
of
cut
black
all that off.
descent.
No, you know what I'm saying.
Nigga, you get on my fucking nerves, okay? You have to be so loving of these motherfuckers. I'm just trying to understand these motherfuckers
But
and move
I'm not.
accordingly to these
I'm
motherfuckers.
just trying to. Sometimes you got to have a conversation without race involved, and I
It's
just
hard for me, bro. It's hard as fuck. Because race is all around.
but that's the thing. That's the beautiful thing with Trump and Kodak is it's not about race. That's one man who respect another man, and boom, it makes sense. It makes sense.
All right. I'm not even going to argue that because I could, but I'm not.
How?
I'm
It's
not gonna
two
argue
things.
it. It
Yeah.
is. It is. Kodak and Trump have a great relationship. You feel me? Trump listens to his music, probably know a few lyrics too. And it's a great fucking relationship. I think it's beautiful. I think it's fucking beautiful. Now, I do want to talk about them dudes that's been in the news recently, bro, because I think it's fucked up. I really think it's fucked up that transgenders can go out here in this world and compete in sports that are for women. Naturally born fucking women. Not only can they compete in the sport, but then they win. And
Naturally
they
born. It's
win.
funny you gotta say naturally born.
2022, bro. It's 2022.
That's funny. What's
So what you
the
think?
what's hold on real quick? What's bruh name? Was it William?
I
What?
don't know the nigga name.
But we gotta give him some, give her some, you know.
So I'm
It
saying
was
her.
William because she. Okay, well, what's her name now? Sheila. What was it?
Shut up, nigga. I'm trying to find it.
No, I thought it
Leah Thomas, Leah Thomas, Leah Thomas, Leah Thomas.
Yeah, so it was William Thomas. Okay, and then what? Because I remember you sent it or you
So it
posted
was
it.
William Thomas who got like last or was just horrible as a dude.
He ranked like 400
He
or something.
ranked last, nigga, late, not first. Then he became Leah Thomas and ranked first in
Got you.
women's swimming. Now I saw a post and it was beautifully worded and it was talking about the process of go like they were basically saying he did not just go from a dude to a woman and from last place to first overnight. There was a process that happened.
He
We're
had to
all
train.
fucking sure and we know of this fucking process that happens. What we're talking about is this process fucking appropriate and fair? I don't
Hold on.
fucking think so.
Hold on. Hold on. Because I just had to Google this real quick. Okay, listen to this. This is just a headline. I want you to tell me what news station you think this
Oh shit.
is. Women's advocacy groups silent
CNN.
on gender swim. No. Women's advocacy groups silent on transgender swimmer Leah Thomas's domination at NCAA.
Oh, that might be Fox.
Big Fox.
Yeah. Big Fox dominating. Did you hear that?
Well, but listen though, because that's a good point. Women's advocacy groups silent. Like
Because that's
women,
not a woman.
no, but what I'm saying is women, natural born women, make this okay. They're the ones who've made this okay. So now they got to deal with it.
But I see most of the natural born women are the ones that's bitching about
Well, but when it comes to, all right, in real life, you're right. In real life, you're right. But I'm saying them groups, all them women's rights
Oh,
groups,
got you.
they not
Feminist.
about to come out and say that's wrong. They silent type
Right,
shit.
right.
So it makes you look like, y'all saw it. Y'all got to deal with this shit. Y'all made this bed. Now you got to lay in it. Y'all
Yeah.
wanted to encourage all that shit.
All that cultural appropriation, because I want to know why there's no fucking
Now, now,
what.
now. Explain it. What? Hold on, hold on.
Go
I
ahead,
can't throw that in there.
nigga.
Did you say cultural appropriation?
I did. I believe that when a
You did.
man who is naturally born a man adopts the attributes of a woman, whether you go through the surgery and the all of that bullshit, you were not naturally born a fucking female. You were naturally born a male. Then you've had an idea about yourself. You feel a little different about yourself. So now you want to identify as such. Cool. But you are adopting the ideas of a woman. You can't naturally have a baby. No. You don't naturally get period cramps. No. So you don't go through none of the hard parts of being a woman. You get the foo-foo fun part. Put a wig on, put some heels on, and get the fuck out of here, bro. That shit is whack to me. I'm
Hold
sorry.
on,
I'm sorry.
all right, what about this? Because this is what some would say, right?
Here we go. Because now you gotta hear me though. Here we fucking go. It's 2022 and everybody wants to be accepting of these new fucking ideas. No, I don't. I don't have to accept your fucking new idea, my nigga. If tomorrow somebody tell me they want to be identified as a cucumber, I don't have to fucking say, today you're a cucumber. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. I don't care.
Yeah,
Sorry.
I'm dead.
But
No,
tell me
all
what you was
I
finna say,
know.
because I know it's gonna be some stupid shit.
Oh man, when you get triggered, it's the funniest shit. So look, what if, because you know they got to take estrogen pills, like they take hormonal pills when you
It's a
in
choice.
transition. When you no, but when you transition in, they take them pills. So let's talk about bruh. Once he started taking them pills and he decided to be Leah, then you got to train with estrogen now. So maybe it is kind of like an equivalent to a woman's body.
Maybe we talk to a scientist and see about that. Maybe we should talk to a scientist and see if taking estrogen shots brings you to the level of a woman, because I don't see the natural change in them. They still look and built like a fucking dude. They're still 6'9 and 215 pounds. They don't slowly go down to a 5'8, 115. I'm just saying.
I'm fucking dead, but I'm saying even with the hormones that
Look at
throw them, because
Bruce.
you know how women
Bruce got
throw.
whole muscles, bro.
But the hormones is still there. So like what you're saying as far as like, okay, yeah, they can't have periods, right? But the
What can they get?
hormone, huh? What'd you
I said, what can they get?
say? I started to say something really inappropriate, but I'm just not. This is it. This is it. I don't
Tell me what you was gonna
understand
say, nigga, because
how we got to this
I
point.
have a feeling
No,
I know
because
what you was gonna say.
no. I just okay, yeah, they can't. Damn, Daquan. I wanna stick up for niggas, but you making it hard with this one.
Just
I don't.
explain it to me. I truly want to understand the transgender. Maybe we should have one on the show. You know one?
We could find, let's first of all, let's not say one, let's not say it like that.
Can you find her?
We could reach out to someone of that community.
Right.
We don't know the pronouns.
Respectfully, because trust me, I'm gonna be respectful because
We don't know
I
the
truly want
proper
to
pronouns.
understand. I'm being ignorant because I don't fucking know. So teach me. And you can't be mad at a motherfucker. You cannot get mad at somebody for being ignorant to something they don't fucking know. Now you can be mad at somebody for being ignorant once they know,
Well, they
but
might
I
tell you,
don't know.
it's not even that you don't know, but I feel like they tell you your tone sounds like you're anti. Or the fact you just
I
said
don't know what I'm not for it if I don't know what the fuck it is.
okay, so is it rude? All right, so is it rude if tomorrow I call you and say, Daquan, I'm Roberta. I want you to address me as a woman, she, her, and you say, nigga, fuck you. No, I'm not doing that. Isn't that kind of disrespectful?
Well, I wouldn't say it like that, you feel me? Because I would say, well, what happened? Like, I need to know, nigga. Because that's then, listen,
All
that's
right,
then
no, let's
you
go
ex
through it. Let's go through it. Hold on,
that's
let's go
then
through it.
you
I
explaining
won't
it,
go.
and then I
I'm gonna
can't be
go.
ignorant to that.
Let's play through it.
Go
So
ahead. Oh, shit.
talk to so yeah, I just woke up and I realized, I really identify as a woman. I have a lot of feminine traits. I want to embrace my beauty. I've been playing with makeup and stuff lately. Like,
Right.
I just feel comfortable with women, being friends with women. Like, I'm comfortable like that.
And so you gonna go ahead, you getting a change like you doing the whole surgery?
Yeah, I think I'm in the process. Like, I want to start taking the hormone pills first and really feel what it's like to be a woman before I, get the reassignment.
But why you want to be a woman, like for what? Like, what are you getting out of it? What you want to be a woman for?
I just feel like a woman inside. That's just how I feel, and
But
I've been
okay,
feeling
then why go
that way
through the
for a
whole
while.
change? You could put a wig on, you could put some heels on.
Yeah, but like that ain't me. Like, I just feel like a woman inside, and I want to embrace
Okay.
my femininity.
For sure, player. Do your thing, G. Just I don't know where separate but equal podcast will be headed moving forward.
Damn, you gonna fire a
Nigga,
nigga?
no, we talking. We talking. We having a conversation. Shit. I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah, listen, let's talk about it. Let's fucking talk about it. So once you say all of that, can I, is it my turn? Do I have the floor?
I just have to say one thing. This is
Go
one
ahead.
thing. How the conversation go from I'm opening up telling you this to, well, I don't know where everybody
No,
going
that's
since
not where it didn't
this
go there.
direction.
That ain't where it went. It actually went, and the folks heard me. I said, well, that's a great decision. You know, that's what you want to do. I just don't know where the Separate But Equal podcast is going to be going because we
That's
did have an
funny.
idea at first of what the podcast was going to be. And that was two niggas talking they shit and having an
We can
open
still do that.
discussion. No, we're not, though. We're now a nigga and a transgendered woman. And so that's a different dynamic, wouldn't you agree? That's a different dynamic to come into. That's different for my audience to listen
I didn't
to.
even tell you my pronouns yet.
Your
So why would
what?
you tell me that? I didn't tell you my pronouns yet. So
Oh,
why
what are
would
your
you tell me that?
pronouns?
I prefer they, them.
As in plural, more than one?
They, them.
But why? Oh,
You
so
can
you
still
don't
call me
identify as a
Robert.
woman then?
You can still call me Robert.
I thought it was Roberta. See, this is gonna fuck me up because either you want to be a dude or you want to be a girl. Either we're Robert or Roberta, and then you can't get mad at me for calling you Robert when you want to be Roberta.
I'm fluid.
You're what?
I'm fluid.
You're confused, nigga.
See, that's disrespect. See
No,
that?
it's
So
not
that's my
disrespectful.
people. You can't just tell Daquan, if you really having this conversation with somebody, you can't just say you're confused.
But listen, I'm your brother, bro. You're confused right now. Just yesterday, you was a dude, and you had dreads in your head, a whole fucking facial beard and mustache, and you was fucking a bitch. It is now Tuesday, and you're telling me all of this. So either, my nigga, you was lying to me the whole time I fucking knew you, and I'ma snuff your shit before you fully turn into a woman. That's how this shit gonna go out. You feel me?
Hold on, why
Or
do niggas do that though? I'm talking about why do
what?
niggas do that? Because I so this was a real life scenario. Why do niggas get like that? How
Get
would you
what?
How would you feel if that was the case? Like me and you cool, we've been cool for years, and boom, I just come out as trans or gay or whatever. I'm part of that community, right? You gonna feel a way because I've been this way the whole time or something? Like you would really be mad.
So I'm gonna speak for me. I would feel a certain type of way. Like, fuck is you talking about, bro? We've been talking on the phone. You feel me? I done met your girl. We chilling, nigga. Like, not at one point you wanna say, yo, hey, I'm having these thoughts or ideas. Hey, look over
Because
here. I'm
I'm
not
trying.
saying it, announce it to the world. I ain't say go on Facebook,
Let's just
but
say,
I'm your nigga. So I thought that's how I would feel.
let's just say, since you my nigga and we got a good relationship and you look out for me and I know you super straight, I don't want to make you uncomfortable. So I want to fake it. I'm a fake it till I make it. I'm a fake it till I get to a point where you know what? Now I'm either I just can't hold it no more and I gotta come out and embrace myself, or like you feel me? What do I do?
And
I've been faking it for as long as I can.
be happy, bro. Be happy. I'm cool with you. I'm fucking with Robert. Do your thing, G.
So you cool with me getting the woo wop?
No, I'm cool with you coming to the realization that you were gay. That what we were talking about? Oh, no, the woman.
So you cool with a nigga being gay? But you're not cool with a nigga becoming a
That's
woman.
different, bro. Like, that's a whole different person. Like, if you gay, nigga, you still you. You still Robert. Right?
Oh.
You trying to go to Roberta.
But
I didn't meet Roberta. And now, do I have to get to know Roberta? Is Roberta a different person than Robert?
the personality is the same.
So then you're really not fucking changing.
But you are. Bruh, you're not following me, man. This, I had to really, but listen though, and people gonna think I'm crazy for even playing along with this shit. And I know how this gonna get
No,
taken.
because what I this is actually good because I don't know how I would react to a person, but it would teach a nigga. I feel like if
No,
people had more experience like that, it might be a little bit more
I was in a
acceptable.
situation like this, right? And it wasn't even my situation. It was a
Oh
group of friends.
shit.
It was a group of friends, and one of the niggas had just like came out the closet as gay. Not no trans shit, but he came out saying he like dudes, whatever. Now these niggas been solid for years, you feel me? Like a little circle of friends. And the two niggas who I was around in that group of friends was mad as fuck. Like they like this nigga, whole ass nigga, what the fuck you was lying for all this time? And yada 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 yada. And they was going in and I was doing the same exact thing, you feel me? Like I'm doing this
Cause
to
you
them.
feel a certain type of way, like I thought I knew you.
But my thing is, if that nigga ain't tried you or like did no crazy shit over the time, or like if a nigga still been a solid nigga.
I get that point too. I definitely get that point, but I guess the selfish part of me would be sitting here like, nigga, like, damn, you could have just told me. But I
But
guess
then
I can't be
what would you
mad
have
at
done?
you. I can't be mad at you if you wasn't ready, you feel me? Like,
Like boom, like let's say we was friends at Essence, and I tell you at Essence, like, yeah, I'm gay. There wouldn't be no podcast.
How do
It
you
would,
know that?
you would never hear me talk about, hey, can you help me with a portfolio or with this shoot?
How do you
Keep
know
it
that?
real. Keep it
But
real.
I don't know that. I don't know that to be true because I am cool with a lot of them niggas and you know that. So and a lot of them got dope ass personalities, so I don't know that to be
I'm not
true.
gonna pick on you. I'm not gonna pick on you. No straight male photographer, no real straight male photographer is hitting up a gay nigga saying, hey, let's just shoot.
No, it just not happen. Unless we're working together on a project.
What I'm saying? It's how we could be niggas, we could be solid with each other, everything, A1, day one. And then I say, Daquan, I like Steve.
It's gonna be a shock to a nigga, but I'ma still rock with you, Rob. I promise you. You got my word. I'ma rock with you, bro. But it's just gonna be a shock to me. But it's gonna be an easier transition for me to understand Robert, who just likes dudes,
But
versus
easy
Roberta,
what?
because it's a whole different person now.
But easier what for you?
It'll be a diff a easier transition. Shut up, nigga.
we are we all making changes.
It would be smoother for me to understand you. You feel me?
Is it the change that you're against?
It's not, I'm not against it. It's just, nigga, it's a whole new person I'm getting to know now. Like, you wearing makeup now, you got a blonde wig on. I'm used to dreadhead beard. You feel me?
That's a little weird, but as long as you don't
Like, I
finesse me.
wonder what people thought when they first saw Bruce. When they first saw Bruce come out there in that dress and heels. Like, what? You can't be like, if you being real with yourself, the first thing wasn't acceptance. Like, you was probably like, not you, I'm just saying, thinking out loud. Like, you was probably like, what the fuck? Like, I knew Bruce, the Olympian.
But see, I ain't gonna lie, and you, I feel you. I part of me feel you, but it's like I didn't have them experiences where I didn't like kicked it with a gay nigga with a crop top on, and it was very uncomfortable at first. It wasn't, but I thought it was gonna be uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Did
Like
you
I.
was you on a oh, question? Well, let me go there. Are you comfortable with it or what people were gonna think?
So that's the. It was more so what people are gonna think.
That's my problem, bro. If I'm being so
I don't care.
100, I
Like I'm
don't give a
comfortable.
fuck. But it's just what people think,
I'm
weirdly.
comfortable. Yeah, I'm comfortable, and I know like I'm not looking at the nigga in no way. And nigga, he's solid with me. Nigga, we solid. He ain't try me. We ain't do no. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's more so of the society. Like, damn, I can't. Like I'm thinking little petty shit. Like I can't walk too close to this nigga. We wasn't.
Bye, nigga.
But then I don't want to be an asshole to
And
him and.
whoa, nigga.
So that's gonna happen when you a straight nigga. And I feel like the LGBT, this conversation is important because like I don't know if any gay niggas listen to this, but gay niggas need to know this side too, because it's not like a lot of times we don't no
You try,
problem with that shit. But it'd be more so the look. It'd be more so the look.
And
And
then I sit there and go. And I truly will sit there and be like, why the fuck do I care what other people think? Like, nigga, it's a group of eight
but
of
you
us.
can't
You
help
feel
it.
me? But you can't help it. It'll be like it may be two gay niggas out of the group of eight, my nigga. But I'm sitting here going,
Hey,
like, damn.
I got some. Hey, to make all the gay niggas feel better, I feel the same way about big girls.
What do you mean?
I be loving big girls, but I just can't, like, it's not a good aesthetic, like little shorty.
No, well, yeah, you're talking about big girls. I'm talking about thick girls. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
saying, like, little petite shorty you walking with, you know, that's a different aesthetic, but big girl solid.
No, you've told
Big
me.
girl
You've
solid.
told me, nigga. And multiple people have said, you feel me? They gonna hold you down. You feel me? At least once. At least once I gotta try it, bro. For
So
sure, for sure.
it's kind of a similar, it's society at the end of the day. It's the society pressures. Cause even like the shit I was just talking about with the dude with the crop top, that was out there. I would never do that here. I couldn't do that in Cleveland.
Why not?
And I tried because I got family that's, you feel me? So I didn't been, you know, with a cousin who, you know. But even with that, I be mentally preparing myself to fight. Like, I'm like, man,
This
nigga,
nigga said to fight. Wait, when you go out or when you around the family?
going out.
Oh, got you,
It's
right.
like, if I want to
'Cause
go
if
to the
somebody
mall,
disrespect you, most definitely, yeah, we throwing the
and
fuck down.
especially because that's my blood, so it's like,
Right,
damn.
right.
But I meant, but it's sad because, like, I'll go somewhere with the nigga, don't shit happen. But in my mind, I gotta be on go, like,
Ready,
I ain't no hoe, nigga. Like, it's fucked up, bruh.
It is fucked up, bro. It is fucked up. And hopefully one day we can, you feel me, like one day society won't give a fuck. You feel me? Like when we get to that point where society don't give a fuck, it might be a lit, it might be lit here.
I'm glad you said that. That's what they're trying to do now with this whole trans swimming shit, with all the Caitlyn's, all the like, that's what they're trying to do
Oh,
now.
it's break society's giving a fuck.
Yeah.
That's a good way of fucking thinking about it. Why do you give a fuck? Who gives a fuck? I never thought about it like that.
Shit crazy, bro.
It is. But
So
for sure.
with that being said though, can a trans, you know, okay, since we on the topic.
Yeah, but since we're on the topic, go ahead.
Cause now I'm thinking. So, and just follow me, okay?
I'm following.
Don't judge me, no homo, all that good shit. Do you think it'd be better dating a trans woman? Hear me out. Hear me out.
Go ahead.
So because they was once niggas, don't you feel like you like, and no periods, like you could really, like, it'll be more like getting along, like it won't, you know, like men and women, you gonna butt
Like
heads.
buddies. Like y'all would be like homeboy, yeah, maybe.
Like
Like y'all
y'all
got
could
dope
hoop.
homeboy, yeah.
Y'all could hoop together.
Because think about it, if I'm being honest, bro, when I was in high school, I had two homegirls that they was both straight girls, right? But they was like hoopers, bro. Like they was on a basketball team. Like they was dope as fuck. But like they was like chill, like they go fucking tomboys. You feel me? Like they the homeboys. Everybody was kicking it with them, but nobody really looked at them as like, damn, shorty, you fine. It would be like that for me with a transgender. Like, oh, that's the homie. Yeah. But dating? Nah.
Well, I mean, not yeah, because I guess when it come down to sex, that's when it changed.
Even I'm not even gonna go there. I'm not even gonna go there because I was gonna go there, but I'm not gonna go there, bro.
Do you think that they cook and clean? Like they do? Do they do the
Oh,
traditional
do
women
they
role?
do that the role? I don't know then.
Traditional
Because
shit.
think about it. Are you now that you took on the woman attribute physically? Are you going to take on the woman role, or is there even a woman role? Because I had a shorty tell me that she liked to take on like the opposite role. She liked to be a little bit more in society dominant. She likes to be in charge, you feel me? And sometimes she likes for the dude to sit back and let her do her thing. And I was sitting here like, fuck no, the fuck, like I'm doing this, you feel me? I'm doing it. You sit the fuck back. But that's playing into societal roles. Do you fuck with that shit? Like, do you are you
I
the
do.
caretaker, the provider,
I do.
and
So I just realized, like, I do because,
that's just being a man. Like, that's what the fuck
because
you
I've been
do.
talking to somebody who, but see, this, it is just being a man, but not everybody raised that way. And I just been talking to somebody who, like, I don't know if you ever felt like this, but you meet somebody who you like, I would literally do anything to provide for them and give them that security and all,
I feel you.
like. You do it. I feel like it's in us naturally, but if you also not raised like that, then it's not so much in you. Like, cause even if a girl, like we talked about all the time, if a girl like went to go pay for something for me, like a meal, like we go out, if it's not my birthday or something, I'm gonna feel weird letting her do it. I appreciate it. I appreciate the
Right.
gesture. But I just, it's society once again, just the way it look. I can't do
Yeah,
it.
no, I don't like the way it look, nor do I like the way it feel. Like, nah,
But
I'm good. I got this. I brought you out.
I hate hoes who take advantage of that.
But be able to
Especially.
peep that, 'cause I definitely could peep it. You
Yeah.
feel me? Like, I definitely notate. Like, bet. Okay, cool. Like, got it. Let me go out again. Noted that. Like, I peep on shit like that. Like, I and that's probably why I be so fucked in relationships, bro. I sit there and overanalyze and peep so much shit, and I may be peeping too much shit. You feel me? Because I'll just sit there and just be, I'll peep
Is
so much that I
there
just act the fuck
such
out.
thing? Is there such thing as peeping too much though?
I
Because if
think
it's there,
there's,
if it's
yeah.
visible, not you like looking for shit, but if it's just visible red flags, is there such thing as peeping too much? Like,
What if they're not visible, but when you go look and you find them? And low key, isn't it visible because you already had a suspicion?
But see, elaborate, because it's not like looking through a bitch phone. Like you talking about like some. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. That's a good question.
No, just
Because
posing a question.
we're not talking about, for the listeners, we're not talking about looking through a girl's phone or no shit
No,
like
no.
that. But what he talking about, like you're looking for, like, because it might be some in Daquan that you're attracted to or not, a turn off, right? Like let's say, okay, I'll use me. I don't like girls who are like alcoholics. I don't like girls who drink a lot, who just have to drink. Like, so I do look intentionally, like
Peep
I'll be in a
that,
setting where it's like I might take you out 5 days in a row just to see, are you gonna order a drink each day? Or I'll take you out only for lunch and I want to see, like, all right, is you gonna drink in the middle of the day every
Boom,
day, or is
bro. And then I
shit
do
like
like little like weird, I don't even know if it's like intellectual shit, but like I'll just like let's hold a conversation. Let me see where the fucking conversation go. Is she the type of female that's always gonna bring the conversation back to her? Is she the type that's just gonna be a listener? Like I peep, I just sit back and I peep. And I think when I sit back and peep, I do over peep. 'Cause then I overanalyze, like, well, is that a bad thing? Is that a good thing? How is it
Because you
doing
trying to
me? And
make
then I
her perfect.
back out.
You want to make her perfect. It's like you got the rubric in your head and it's like, oh, you want to
Yeah,
score
bro.
10 out of 10.
Yes.
Oh, I can't fuck with you. But she
Yeah.
really actually scored a 9 out of 10 because
Bro,
like
you feel me?
that one
You
thing, you
feel me?
like,
That should be bugging the fuck out of me. I gotta rewire that fucking way of thinking.
But on some real shit, like I said, I just been talking to somebody who honestly make me feel like
That's it.
yeah. And I ain't never felt that way. I might have thought I did, but I really
Right.
didn't.
That's what's up.
And like
That's
I knew I
dope.
didn't. Like, but I don't know.
You
It's
can,
just
you definitely could tell it's different though, because like you said, you never felt that for another shorty.
yeah. Like it's crazy.
One day I'll get there, bro, but I don't know because I'm sitting here
Not
like I.
any.
You said
You
what?
fucked my head up, but now you fucked my head up.
I just overpeat,
Cause
bro.
I'm
Don't be like me. Be
no,
you.
but no, but see what I'm thinking is, granted, I'm feeling all these feelings and shit for Shorty, but you
Is
just said
Shorty.
it might be better fucking with the tranny.
That ain't where I thought we was going.
I'm sorry, that's a derogatory term. I'm sorry.
I can't have a conversation with this nigga, bro. I really was about to go do some fucking Dr. Phil shit. Damn, nigga. And if that's what you want to do, bro, I support you in it. Wow.
Oh man, until next time, folks.
Y'all be safe out there.